scientific research community with many hours of underwater recordings from a time period from which otherwise data just doesn't exist.
According to Jester, it's the earliest sonic record of whale song. For NPR News, I'm Bianca Garcia in Boston.
And I'm Rylan Barton. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include EBSCO, dedicated to empowering medical affairs teams with peer-reviewed research, AI-powered summaries, and tools for literature reviews. Learn more at EBSCO.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
It's 47 degrees in Lawrence, 49 in Manhattan. The time is 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, many other frequencies all around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Thanks for tuning in this evening. We will have an update of news headlines for you in just about 11 minutes. In our next half hour, more than a month after the ouster of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela, large numbers of U.S. forces remain in the Caribbean, raising concerns among some Latin American countries.
That goes back to decades and decades of history of the U.S. deploying the military in the region, often to destabilizing ends.
We will also visit with NPR's Life Kit team to talk about making good habits, how to cultivate good daily habits. I believe they specifically focus on flossing. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR. Another thing we've been talking about, the Retro Cocktail Hour anniversary, celebrating 30 years on the air. We're going to do that February 27th and 28th, throw in some big parties. You are invited, of course. You're the first person we thought of. Join us for a weekend of live music parties and seminars. For a complete schedule and information on how to get tickets, visit kansaspublicradio.org. It's all made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Probably want you to floss, too. The time is 6:20.
NPR's Daily News Program Morning Edition has been working through the night to get you the news you need. It's as essential to your morning as a good cup of coffee. So hit the ground running by listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight with NPR and KPR. Matthew Algio is your local host.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org.
News headlines are coming up next. The time is 6:30.
Washington. American International Group released its fourth quarter net income today, reporting stronger than expected earnings and shareholder returns. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says the state should stop giving in-state tuition to college students who do not have permanent legal status. Stephen Caranda reports.
Kansas allows some college students without legal immigration status to pay the lower tuition rate if they have connections to the state, like attending a Kansas high school. Kobach said in an attorney general opinion that the state has been violating federal law for more than 20 years and could be sued over it. This comes as lawmakers consider a change that would bar public benefits from people in the country without legal status. Opponents of the tuition change say it would lead to a less educated workforce and ultimately hurt the Kansas economy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Lawrence.
The Unified Government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas voted last night to block future immigration detention centers for at least 2 years. The Planning Commission passed a 2-year moratorium on all special use permits for new jail and detention centers. Commissioner Jim Ernst asked if the resolution was an attempt at virtue signaling, since there has been no indication of an immigration detention center coming to Wyandotte County. Resident Eva Garcia Meza said a proactive approach would help community members who fear that possibility.
Putting this kind of messaging out there would send some way to pacify some of the fear that the community is feeling.
The resolution will now advance to the Board of Commissioners for a final decision. A Kansas bill would allow more children experiencing behavioral health emergencies to be placed in stabilization centers when they are taken into police custody. The centers are an alternative to secure detention centers and can offer immediate services to children during a mental health crisis. The bill aims to fill a gap in state law that does not directly allow law enforcement to place juvenile offenders in crisis centers before their cases are resolved. Crystal Hedrick of the Children's Alliance of Kansas says the change could remove delayed support.
Providing kids with behavioral health supports early and in a least restrictive setting improves their outcomes, reduces recidivism, supports families, communities.
Currently, state law requires formal authorization from a judge or mental health center before law enforcement can place a juvenile in a crisis center. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
New year.
I want to ask about the United States Senate for 2026. This is a map where...
New beginnings.
So, Scott, what's your sense of how this is going to play out?
New stories.
Wow, wasn't expecting that. What do they want out of this lawsuit?
Wherever 2026 takes us, Morning Edition from NPR News will be there. Stay informed with us every weekday morning.
It's simple to do. Just come back to KPR. 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. The very latest national, international, and regional news, Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. As a matter of fact, we have quite a few frequencies all around the state, thanks to the generous contributions of listeners just like you. If you would like to join the crew, we happy crew, we band of brothers who are KPR listener members, that's easy to do as well. Visit kansaspublicradio.org and click on support.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, assisted living, caring for people with age-related issues from memory care to physical needs. Do more, engage more, and live more at Nuvant House of Lawrence.
Coming up on KPR One, about another 10 minutes of All Things Considered, then an update of news headlines and Stardate. Then classical music. If you're joining us on KPR2, we have about 10 more minutes of All Things Considered. And then it's the Moth Radio Hour. Stick around. It's 47 degrees in Lawrence, 48 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 7.
It's All Things Considered.
Supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org/100. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
When the news comes at you quickly, NPR's Morning Edition slows it down to make sense of what matters. Stay connected to the facts with Morning Edition every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock from 5 to 9 a.m. You can hear Morning Edition on both KPR 1 and KPR 2. Matthew Algio will have the latest regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet Il Divo with guest instrumental trio Simply Three, Wednesday, March 11th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Up next, we have news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music, then quite a bit of jazz. Jazz in the Night starts at 9 o'clock tonight. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight. Going to feel crisp, lows in the lower 20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high reaching the lower 50s. It's 45 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 7:01. The news is next.